Yeah, I was 100% sure that I wanted to come back here and play. I feel like my first year, you know, in Minnesota, we did some great things, made the playoffs, but we came up short. And then obviously last year we came up far shorter than we did the year before. So this gives an opportunity to kind of right that ship and to have a chance to prove that we are a quality team. I'm very grateful to be able to play as long as I have and to play for the coaches that we have here. They know my personality. I know their personalities. It's easy to know what Coach Zimmer wants because I played for him for, you know, the majority of my career. You know, he's demanding, he's tough, he's hard, but at the same time, he's got a gentle side and he takes care of his players.
Hey, why do we got the oldest guy in the league running routes here? We got 27 young guys over here. Come on, damn it. Let's be smart. I'm trying to save this guy a little bit. He's old as
I know what to expect, and I came here, and that's the reason I came here. I played my best football under him, and I don't see this being any different. It's good to be back in the building. And I love how the locker room's set up where, you know, I've got an offensive lineman and a quarterback next to me. You build camaraderie with some of the guys, train and get to know them better on a personal level, but also see the way they work and how they work. You get to tell a lot about a person just by seeing how they work and, you know, the work that they put in. So for me, it's amazing to have an opportunity to play the game that I love and the game that's given me so many opportunities in life and a chance to actually, you know, get a Super Bowl. You've got guys in the locker room that are new. You've got guys that are older, coming from different teams. And obviously when you come from a different team, there's a reason, you know, either the team let them go and you came here or the opportunity to pick this team. And they picked this team for a reason. So it's good to be able to see, you know, guys that were cast off, if you will, come here and you know, kind of resurrect their careers. That's kind of something that I've done. So for me, it's one of those things where I'm always encouraging people because I've been on both sides of it. I've been, you know, at the highs, I've been at the lows, and now I'm just trying to finish this thing on a high note.
All right, here we go. Oh, great. Get out of there. Get out of there. There we go. Good.
It feels good to get back on the field and, you know, be with the teammates and kind of, you know, start to build this process. When I came into the league, we had two-a-days, and you know, it's not as strenuous on your body, the way the CBA is now and the way that this whole thing is set up. I've done this 15 years now, so I know what to do and what goes into being prepared for mini camp and off-season stuff, so kind of second nature. Most guys are kind of low-key. You know, they're just trying to, you know, make the ball club and you know, try to learn as much as they can. Yeah, you know, we got a lot of good quality young guys, and they're smart and intelligent, so that'll go a long ways playing this game. I don't know if a lot of young guys understand the physical grind, the mental grind that you have. If you come in and you're at 100%, you leave yourself no room for growth. So I try to come in, you know, closer to 75-80% so that I can still try to build a little bit. You know, at some point you get so strong that you plateau, right? And then you kind of start to go down before you can go back up again. Well, I want to go up and then try to plateau and keep it at that point.
A lot of this game is about positioning, right? The team that usually is in the best position each play has the best opportunity to win the football game.
I feel good, but I think every team in the NFL right now feels good where they are. That doesn't really mean anything as far as winning games. Getting to this stage in my career personally, you know, I just want to win a ring. That's it. You know, I want to win a ring. I want to celebrate with my teammates and my coaches and be able to say that I've met that highest of high and have a Lombardi trophy.
Terrence Newman moving into his 15th training camp with the Minnesota Vikings. What is the very best thing about training camp?
Just being here with all your teammates. You know, you get to run around, eat, and, you know, talk trash to them all day. So listen to some of them scream up there in the evenings from cramps and whatnot. So
one of the things I remember is, you know, having the whole team in there.
You guys make some noise real quick.
Kind of reminds you of being back in college. That's something I remember for sure.
Come on, do everything right. Do everything right. Don't be shortchanging yourself. Let's go.
The third oldest non-specialist behind only Tom Brady and James Harrison on an NFL roster this summer. Terrence Newman still might start.
I think camp is a huge sign where we build camaraderie. We go out, we practice together, we're in meetings together. We sleep in rooms next door to each other. Some guys are roommates with people, so you get a chance to be out there in shoulder pads and cleats and helmets and seeing what everybody has. And I think that builds character, you know, builds us as a team. You know, everybody's out there, you're hot, you're tired. Sometimes it gets chippy, you know, and you know, it's like that in the game sometimes. So, you know, it's just football, you know. It's not a bad thing.
But is it kind of like the collective thing he wants to get going? Like, let's show a little more passion?
I think we draw off emotion. So guys are showing emotion, getting excited and celebrating. Everybody wants to do that, and you kind of get emotional with that.
So for us, you know, there's always a little jawing one way or another. Usually it's them talking. We can handle whatever they wanted to say because we're the guys that can hit them. You know, we give them hall passes, obviously. But I think that makes practice more fun. Guys talking trash, and then you have to kind of back it up.
It's a great honor, you know, to be a captain. I've got to help this football team in any way that I can become better, you know, week in and week out, day in and day out. To me, you have to have leaders on the team that are not afraid to be vocal and say things when things need to be said. There's a difference. If you got a guy that's always talking, right, I don't think that's a good deal. You know, I'm not a person that does it every day. I'm not a rah-rah guy. I won't ever do that. Guys know me. They know that if I don't like something, I'll tell you, and I'm going to tell the whole defense. But I've definitely went off on some, you know, tantrums, and guys are just like, hey, we needed that.
Man, I got nothing but love for Zay. He's one of the most gifted people that I've been around in this position, and he's such a hard worker. And for me, it's amazing to see because he's so diligent and he's so hungry to get better and become the best. And we're always talking about how to get better, how to understand the game better, how to watch film better, and he's so cool to be around. And these are my teammates and these are my friends, you know, they're like brothers. So obviously I'm super happy when that happens for them because they've worked their butt off and they deserve it.
Finally, you know, a situation where you get to go against the opposing team. You practice against the same guys, so you get used to that. But then you have to go to the game, and, you know, it's completely different stuff. You know, you have different types of players and receivers, so you have a little bit of jitters. I mean, everybody's fighting for a roster spot, if you ask me. So it's one of those things where you go out and you test, you know, all the work you've put in up to that point and see exactly how you fare. Coach Gray always says that through the week you have, you do your homework, and then come game time, that's the test to see how well you prepared. I think struggles in the preseason just let you know exactly that, you know, we have a lot of work to do before our first game. The good thing is we have time to get some of those mistakes corrected. We work hard in practice. You just want to get better each and every week. I think cuts are rough on everybody, you know, from players to coaches, because I mean, you spend every day, all day with these guys, and, you know, once you get to the cut period, obviously not everybody can make the team. So it's unfortunate when guys that you've gotten close to have to leave and go to another team, or, you know, kind of have to wait and play it by ear for a while. But it's definitely a sad day because so many people, you know, they dream of playing in the NFL, and then, you know, obviously their dreams are cut short. But at the same time, it gives them an opportunity to possibly make it to another team. So you always hope that, you know, the guys that get cut from your team make it to another team. I just expect, you know, us to be ready to go. Have some fun with it. It's Monday night. People are going to be ready and loud and crazy, and that's exactly what we need.
Woo, baby! We've been waiting for this damn moment, huh?
And everybody is on their feet at U.S. Bank Stadium.
The headline grabber for tonight is the return to Minnesota of Adrian Peterson. You know he'll be cranked up.
And they've got a lot of weapons on their team.
Let's go! Get that dang team back out there. Let's go!
A lot of weapons in the running back room, period. So I don't think anybody's particularly worried about one person. You know, we have to play the Saints, not Adrian Peterson.
Short drop, Drew swings it right, and Kamara smacked! And 10, Bradford play action, fires right, caught, touchdown, Vikings! It's Stephon Diggs!
Hey!
So much for taking time with your drive, huh, bud? Three plays in the end zone.
It was electric. It was probably one of the loudest I've ever heard that stadium. I expected it to be loud and crazy, and this was like the loudest and craziest it's been so far. For us on defense, I know it's like a big help, but at the same time, you're sitting next to a guy and you can barely talk to him because it was so loud. So.
What a great night. What a great start for this Vikings team.
The fans begin the celebration.
It just goes to show you what the team can do if, right, you prepare, you focus, you practice, right? And the way we went out and we played tonight as a team, right? As a team, those are things we can do.
I mean, football is football. There are people in this world that know football, and there are people that don't. So the guys that are in this building obviously know football. That's why they're here, you know. And there are people, obviously, that aren't in this building that don't know football, like they think they know football. So perception, it doesn't matter to me. You know, what's important to me is the 53 guys that we have in this team and, you know, us going out and playing the best we can.
The big story today, the reigning NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford, will not play due to a knee injury, so Case Keenum will make the start today for Minnesota.
I never know who's in that quarterback when I'm practicing. So, I mean, it's a hard question for me to answer, but I know Case has got experience. He throws the football well. He's tough as nails. I mean, his locker's right next to mine, so... Before we go out, he's always looking at his play script, and you know he's getting mentally ready for practice. And I think he's a great quarterback, so I'm glad we have him on our team.
Yeah, we stay on schedule, we'll be just fine.
Yeah, dude.
We got first job. We were moving great.
Just gotta get a rhythm going.
Yes.
Hey, we got it.
Part, right?
We got it. Hey, you're right, coach. We got you.
Yeah, I already know.
We got it. Next play.
Hell yeah, man.
Next play. Good job. Let's put together a number.
Leading up, it was just like last week. You know, guys were just ready to go out and compete and play.
And it is a first career touchdown.
Hey, get that ball, man. That's a first game, man.
We ran the ball well. We threw the ball well.
And the Minnesota Vikings continue to scorch this Bucs secondary. Tampa Bay is reeling. They're confused. They're upset. They're broken defensively.
Hey.
There were no turnovers, so that definitely helps. And we got a lot of turnovers on defense, so we played what coach calls complimentary football.
Intercepted by Trey Wayne with the first Vikings takeaway this season. Here's Sendejo. Jameis Winston's luck just ran out. And into traffic. It's batted into the air, and Harrison Smith intercepts it.
Harrison!
You want to win all games at home, you know, and if you can win a good majority of your games away, you know, say you win half of those games, then you're going to be set up pretty well for postseason play. So we're getting into our division teams. we just need to win as many games as we can right now, and try to just go 1-0 every day. Go out to practice 1-0 every week, and you know, handle our business. We're going to have our hands full, and Stafford's a guy who can create some plays with his legs, so we got to contain him. But we got to keep trying to do what we did last week on offense and defense, and in the special teams.
Hey, don't press it. You're okay. You're okay. Relax.
These games, you know, I know in the state of Illinois, we have won 2 of the last 16 times we've been here.
Mm-mm. Like literally every place we go, we win or we lose. I mean, there's never been a place where it just was over, you know. When I was in Dallas, I mean, we go to New York, go to Philly. I mean, we just, if we didn't play good, we lost. If we played good, we won.
OG, man, a lot of respect for you, boss, man. Congrats on the career, boss.
It's not really applicable. Like, even for me here with Chicago, it's not applicable. I'm 2-1 in the 3 years I've been here there.
He had limited practice time this week, but he missed a couple of weeks of practice. And all that rhythm they had on opening night is not in evidence tonight.
Sam tried to go, didn't make it through. So Case came in and did what he's done. If you can go, you can go. If you can't, you can't. You know, that's why you have 2 deep, 3 deep, and somebody has to step up. We've faced adversity before. We definitely made a lot of mistakes, and they made some plays.
Harry the Hitman picked off Mitch Trubisky. Let's go!
Defense made stops. Offense picked up some, you know, huge third downs, and, you know, we kept drives alive, and I think we just complimented each other.
The Minnesota Vikings march into Soldier Field and beat the Chicago Bears 20-17.
We got one in the division now, right? We gotta go get another one this next week, right?
Amen, sir.
Let's go to work.
They are very, very excited here in Minneapolis whenever the Green Bay Packers come to town.
This is probably the most normal I've seen it here this week. You know, everybody wants to beat, you know, Green Bay, but with that being said, I don't think there's any extra incentive or extra motivation or extra work that you can put in. If you're able to do any of those, then you obviously haven't been dedicating yourself and committing yourself full-fledged from the beginning of the season to the end. So it's just a game, and you go out, you give all you have, and if you have your stuff that day as a team, then you win. If you don't, you lose.
Border Battle 114 is in the air. Passes left, ball tipped in the air, intercepted, Xavier Rhodes! And the Minnesota Vikings will head into next week against the Baltimore Ravens as a first-place team.
They're a tough physical football team. Played against them several times when I was in Cincinnati. Obviously, that was a division game, and they're extremely tough.
Got to think it's important for Baltimore to establish some momentum. Flacco under pressure and going down. A blitzing Anthony Barr buries Joe Flacco.
The Ravens offense ball, they're going backwards. Now get the ball around midfield and let's get 7 on the board.
It's one of those games where if you don't bring everything you have, then you're gonna lose. So we have to bring everything we have, and we have to go out and play exceptionally well.
Latavius Murray's first touchdown with the Vikings kicks the lead to 18-6.
In a game where every yard's at a premium, every single opportunity you can get, you have to take advantage of.
What I tell you, Bob? What I tell you?
I told you all week long it was going to be a grind, right? Okay. Now, we're going to get ready to go over to across the pond, as they say, right? We're not there for tea and crumpets. We're there to win, okay? Yep. Or whatever they say over there.
Bangers and mash.
Huh?
Bangers and mash.
Okay, we ain't doing that either.
Yeah, that was my first game in London.
What do you like about it so far?
The weather.
It was cool. I mean, fans from, you know, overseas have a chance to be up close and personal and watch us play, so that's pretty cool.
Oh.
atmosphere was amazing. The place was packed and everybody was loud and just having fun. So that was the fun part of it. We still play football, but it's not going to change.
The winless Cleveland Browns get into the end zone.
They had us on our heels a little bit to start the game. But
I know. You know what? That's all they're trying to do is get us out of the battle. Once we stop there, we're good.
Once we settled down, guys just did what we had to do, playing technique and reading keys. And
you feel it that these Cleveland Browns were just starting to wear down. They're making mistakes. They're holding. They're tackling in the back end.
You know, we just wanted to handle our business and come out with a W, and we did that. So it was a job well done for sure.
Okay, so 4 weeks ago, I met with the captains. And they told me, they said, hey, we have to emphasize that we need to be 6-2 at the bye, okay? We need to be 6-2 at the bye. And we are. Hell of a job, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always come at the perfect time of the year, for sure, if you have it early in the season. But with it being, you know, at the halfway point, it's technically perfect because everybody's kind of banged up and you have a chance to kind of recuperate mentally and physically, let the body heal. You know, and just mentally refocus to dedicate for the, you know, the stretch run of the season. Everybody feels ready. We know it's going to be a tough game. They're a physical bunch, so we just have to be prepared to try to silence the crowd and, you know, start fast.
Letting it fly. Diggs is open. He's got it. Stephon Diggs diving for the end zone. Home, Maryland native Stephon Diggs.
Grab made by Thielen, and he's off. What a burst as he beat the veteran D'Angelo Hall.
Latavius Murray with his second touchdown this season.
Steps up, pumps, pumps, fires, threads the needle to Thielen, who rips it away. And a team celebration of leapfrog is on as the Vikings leap ahead 20-17.
One thing that we knew about them is they score super early, so we wanted to start fast and put some points on the board and let our defense go out and have some fun. You know, we were able to get some stops and then, you know, kind of settle down and play our type of game. And our offense was rolling all day.
Here we go. 1st and 10, Washington from his own 25. Pats the ball, fires. Intercepted by the Minnesota Vikings. Happy birthday, Mackenzie Alexander. That's his first National Football League interception.
It was awesome. I mean, anytime you can get an interception, especially at that point in time in the game, you know, it's huge. And for him to get his first career pick in a game where, you know, it came down to, what, 7 points, it was huge. And the excitement level, you can see everybody running out there and excited for him. So it was awesome to see and, you know, to be able to celebrate with him, especially because it was his birthday that day. So it was kind of like the icing on the cake. We get the win. He got an interception, and we got to celebrate with him.
It certainly is a test, but I'm not sure the Rams see it that way because they are confident in what they're doing. They have one of the hottest young coaches in the league in Sean McVay. But Mike Zimmer says they have to prove it to us.
At this point in time, it doesn't matter how you're viewed by people because they don't play. So it doesn't matter to, you know, coach or, you know, any of the players, I'm sure. We're both sitting, you know, with 2 losses. And they're an NFC team. We're an NFC team, so definitely important for us to, you know, continue to try to stack wins.
The first place feast is tied at 7.
I know the head coach came from Washington, so watching our tape last week and then watching, you know, preparing for this game, it's very similar on offense.
You don't want it.
Come on, Adam.
The call, Sean McVay. 3rd down and 4. Rams knocking on the door. Got throwing over the middle. Complete. It's cut. Lunging. Ball's out. Minnesota's got it. Cut fumbled at the 1, and Anthony Harris recovers.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge. That took a touchdown away in a critical part of the game. He had a couple plays in that game that were huge and took points off the board. That's why you have 2 deep all the way down the depth chart. If somebody goes down, then this guy can step up and, you know, you don't really miss a beat. And he had a heck of a game that week. And that's part of the reason we won the game. Doesn't matter
what a team has accomplished or what they've done in the past, because it doesn't matter in this league. Yeah, the only thing that matters is that weekend and that game that you play. So coaches had excellent game plan, and we executed it, you know, pretty well. So to come out with a win, obviously, is always big and something that we look forward to every week.
Well, welcome to Detroit, Michigan for Thanksgiving football and this good matchup in the NFC North.
Head coach, Mike Simmons.
Hey, let's do your job today. Plain and simple. Let's not make it close. Let's not make it close.
Let's go. Let's go.
I think in terms of what we want to do as a team, no matter, you know, what game it is, they're all important in one way or the other. The only thing was different was halftime's a little longer. And I think the game started 30 minutes earlier than the normal games on the weekends. That's the only thing that's different.
And the Minnesota Moving Company is starting to mash on Lions for profit. Runs to the end zone. Latavius, touchdown!
Hey, they going quick!
Any momentum going into halftime, Paul, has evaporated.
That's how you impose your will. Right here! Brief.
Vikings lead by 7. Stafford, deep drop. Passes left. It's batted in the air. Intercepted by Xavier Rhodes. He stumbles his way to what's going to be a Vikings victory.
Obviously, they had beat us earlier in the season, and winning the division is something that, you know, is our goal. And
believe it, okay?
In order to do that, we needed to win that game, and we got that accomplished.
This is a big game. Both these teams in the playoffs started today are in it. Minnesota's trying to get the best record in the league, and all of a sudden the Falcons are right back in the NFC South race. We talked to Xavier Rhodes yesterday. How often will you be on Julio Jones?
He said, if Julio Jones lines up at running back, I'll be lining up at linebacker.
Xavier Rhodes is the best cornerback in the league. I mean, he wants to destroy any receiver he goes against. That's, supposed to be a marquee guy. And obviously he's had success against every last one of them that he's played.
One catch today, that's it. Shows you all you need to know.
Which makes him the best cornerback in the league.
The Minnesota Vikings, grinding away, have improved to 10-2.
Well, that was fun to watch.
Woo! Yeah!
That's how we do. That's 8 in a row. We got 4 more.
But it's 12 games down. From day one, this locker room has been, you know, awesome. And guys are just kind of welcoming to everybody. It's not like linemen are on one side, quarterbacks on another side, defensive linemen on the other side. Everybody's next to somebody else. So you look around the locker room and you just see guys that are sitting there just having conversations, joking around, laughing, having fun. So when you have a locker room that's so diverse, but everybody's like open to, you know, communication and having fun with the other groups, that's when you really realize how special this group is.
Hey, I love this team. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tempo, baby, tempo. Let's go. One play at a time, all right? Hey, bring that tempo, all right? Bring that tempo. All right, let's go, baby. Love you too.
Touchdowns today have come on third down. Here they are, third and goal. Stewart! The ball came out! The ball came up. They ruined a touchdown on the far side. They say he broke the plane.
Well, there's only been one team that's ever won every, you know, regular season game. So obviously that was out the window early for us. So, you know, what we want to do is still in front of us, and we just got to focus on this game. And this is the most important game of the season because it's the next game.
Get turnover, get off.
I'm fine, baby.
DB's on 3. 1, 2, 3.
DB!
Vikings faithful, you can't get to the big dance unless you take the division first. So I prophesy that you'll be crowned king of the North in about 60 minutes come hell or high water.
I think it would be great to win, but just winning the division, I mean, for me, it's not a reason to celebrate. It just lets us know that, hey, we clinched the playoff spot.
Our fight is strong! All right, baby, here we go! Right off the bat, boys.
To win as many games as possible is also one of the things that we set out to do, and we need to come out and play on all cylinders and try to definitely get that done.
66,000 plus on its feet. Dalton, play action. Here's Daniil. Hey, got him, Daniil Hunter.
I think we played really well. Guys were understanding the magnitude of the game and what it meant. You know, to get that win at home, obviously we've been playing really well at home. And, you know, we just were locked in and guys were ready to go. Our defensive line, they start everything for us, and, you know, they stop the run and make the team one-dimensional, and then they can kind of tee off and, you know, get after the quarterback a little bit, and we can get back in coverage. And they put pressure on the quarterback, and it allows us to get some throws where quarterbacks aren't ready to set their feet.
And, Cincinnati 0 of 1 on third down.
You know, we want to get a couple of those.
Get it off. Dalton looks left. Intercepted! And it's intercepted! Eric Kendricks near side!
Eric Kendricks looking for the angle!
20-15-10!
The big play on defense, putting 6 points on the board. Eric Kendricks.
They ran a little option route, and you know, I'm driving on the option route thinking I'm about to get a pick on that play, and out of nowhere comes EK, and you know, he snags it out of the air, runs it in for a touchdown. Anthony Barr is leading the two UCLA guys, so that was amazing.
Eric Kendricks with a 30-yard pick six.
Mine, I had actually gotten that play I think the week before.
Red rifle guy out of the shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. Pass over the middle. And it's intercepted by Terrence Newman. Yes! Terrence Newman just picked off a pass against his former team.
It was a play that just literally route recognition. I just recognized where guys were at, and I took a chance, and it paid off.
That's Terrence's first interception this season.
Pretty spectacular catch.
Yeah.
Two first downs for Cincinnati. Two interceptions for the Viking defense.
It was just funny. Like, they're like, how did you do that? And I didn't even really know about, I just know I pinned it on my leg, but I didn't really know exactly what I did.
Bro, I can't believe you caught that. I thought I had another thing. Hey, T, he was looking at him the whole time.
If it was a double move, I was gone.
It was so fast that, I mean, you know, I didn't realize that, like, I pinned it against the leg the way I did. When you drop a ball, you're trying to catch it, you know, and no matter how you catch it, you're trying to keep it from touching the ground and get possession of it, so.
Actually, it looked like it did a little Harlem Globetrotter action.
It was a little more difficult than I thought, and I didn't even know I still had that flexibility.
This is 42 career interceptions.
I mean, it was a good feeling. When guys make plays, I mean, let's go celebrate it, you know. We come here together. We're here all day together. We go play together. So if one guy makes a play, it's kind of like the collective deal, you know. Like, we all make a play, you know. It's a true team deal. One guy might have, you know, made that actual play, but I think there's other parts around that that actually kind of help a lot of times as well. So it's fun just to be able to congratulate and celebrate with your teammates.
The champagne and pass out the hats. The Minnesota Vikings are 2017 NFC North champions.
It's all fine and dandy, but we ain't finished.
Got a long way to go, man. Long, long way.
I mean, that was one of our goals. So to accomplish that after that game, I mean, it was a great feeling, and knowing that we'll be able to play in the postseason and have a chance to get another goal. You know, it's a great feeling, and, you know, it's well-deserved. We obviously didn't play very good last year after the first five games, and to be able to be in this position is absolutely amazing. In order of doing what we want to do, I mean, it's a huge game. And it would be nice to be able to play, you know, a game at home, if we could get a bye. And all of that happens with this game and the next game, you know. So it's important that we focus on this game, not take this team lightly, because we're riding high right now. So obviously they're going to give everything they have and try to spoil what we want to do. We have to be focused and prepared and be willing to, you know, play as hard as we can for 60 minutes.
Feels like the Minnesota Vikings defense has been playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage so far in this one.
Vikings trying to close in on that first shutout in 24 season.
I mean, I think every game you want to win, so it's not hard to be amped up.
Put the dagger in him, man. You need to put the dagger in him.
You know, we wanted to go out and make sure that, you know, we're going to go out and have a fun, you know, game, and play the way that we're capable of playing and, you know, make sure we had everybody's back.
They just do get it off, and the pass is intercepted by Smith. Harrison with his second pick tonight.
Hey, you got to press. They know how we rock it here.
Best corner, best safety in the league. Jerry Grace got the best two secondary players in the league.
And that's what makes him the best safety in football right now. He is a very, very complete safety who's had an unbelievable year.
He doesn't make mistakes. I mean, he's very cerebral. He's great in the run. He's great against the pass. I mean, he does everything, you know, not well, but he does everything perfect.
Here in Minneapolis, one more win would get them the number two seed in the NFC and a first-round playoff bye.
If you're on the other side of the table, you're trying to be spoiler, and I would imagine they would be pretty fired up, though, and try to get a win and go out on a high note.
Dreaming of that playoff bye with a 23-7 lead.
They pulled out all stops, and I think we just executed a little bit more.
13 of them. It's hard to do, baby. It's hard to do. But we have a damn good team. Play together as a team, special teams, offense, defense. I'm proud as hell of this team, okay? You've worked your rear ends off for 6 months to get to this spot, okay? To give us the opportunity to do what we want to do now.
Last year we had Teddy go down. Offensive line after offensive line after offensive line go down. Adrian went down. I mean, it was just like a domino effect where guys just, you know, couldn't stay healthy. And, you know, we got a lot of healthy guys this year. That's a big difference. Anytime you can not play the first round of the playoffs and, you know, make it to the second round, that's a plus for sure. So, you know, it gives our coaches a little time to refocus and, you know, have a mental recharge. It gives us a time to refocus, have a mental recharge. So it's good for everybody. Playoffs are different. I mean, it's kind of weird to say, but the speed is amplified. The intensity is amplified. I mean, it's win or go home, so you just have to be prepared, and, you know, your focus has to be laser sharp.
Coast to coast and around the world, welcome to Minnesota. It's the NFC North champion, Minnesota Vikings, taking on the NFC South champion, New Orleans Saints.
The magnitude of the game is, you know, it's high. And I think everybody understands that, hey, it's win or go home. With that being said, I think everybody's pretty focused and understands what this game means. We have a chance to make things right and, you know, win a football game at home and keep playing. So for the state of Minnesota, this is huge.
Saints, Vikings, playoff football in Minneapolis is in the air.
This will be the loudest stadium that the Saints have played in all year. Heck,
the last couple games we played at home, it's been electric in there. Our fans are amazing. That's all you can ask for is a loud and crazy environment. Make it hard on the other team to hear.
Best defense in the NFL goes to the field first.
You talked about week one. A lot has changed since then. But one thing that has not is how good this defense is.
You definitely don't want to stay the same that you were the very first game of the year. So, you know, they've improved, obviously. We're different as well. You know, we've gotten better every week. You know, consistently gotten better, and we've played with confidence. So we understand what we have as a team and how to complement each other. The place was crazy. Everybody had their white towels, and I mean, it was electric and it was loud. Obviously, before the game, you get to hear the fans and see the fans, but during the course of the game, you're so focused on what's going on during the game that, you know, you really kind of black out. I think we had two turnovers in the first half, which took points off the board.
Empty backfield, five wide, shotgun snap, drops back three, winds up, looks long, spiral pass down the middle, he's got a receiver, and it was intercepted on a leap by Sendejo. A leaping, two-handed, gloved interception. Big-time pick.
Start for Drew Brees, 1 for 6 for 3 yards, and now an interception.
Obviously, our D-line is anxious to get after the quarterback and stop the run, so... you know, when you have a quarterback who knows he's not going to have a whole lot of time back there, that definitely helps.
The best third down defense since at least 1991. Engram, nope. Well played, Kendricks first in. And New Orleans is toothless once again on third down.
The Vikings are steamrolling the Saints.
Since 17-0, and Sean Payton knows that he has got his hands full trying to come back against this defense.
No doubt.
They came out and kind of changed up what they're doing a little bit. The execution was there. They hit some plays here and there, and I mean, they kept some drives alive. So I think they got a turnover. You know, they blocked a punt and had great field position with that. So basically the two turnovers we got in the first half, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they got them back.
And the Saints are back in business.
And this loud stadium is awfully quiet now.
Just take your time, remain calm. You have to go down and try and get in field goal range.
We need a Minneapolis miracle.
Basically, it's like everybody knew we had to at least get a, you know, get some yards to try to field goal. You know, if we can just get it into a range where he'd have a legitimate shot at making a field goal and we can win the game.
10 seconds remain in what could be a heartbreaking loss for the Vikings.
We ran the same play. We had just ran, and it was around the area where we want to traditionally try to kick a field goal. But
steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs.
Stay
back. Oh, my God. Loose.
Oh, my God.
30.
No.
10. Touchdown. Are you kidding me?
Michael Finney.
It's a Minneapolis miracle.
Diggs made a heck of a catch and stayed on his feet and, you know, scored a touchdown. So. It was crazy, and I'm sure there were some people who had left the stadium already. Everybody, you know, ran in the tunnel after them. And, I mean, that was the game.
They run the deep out route. Stephon Diggs goes up, and Marcus Williams, the rookie, tries to jump over the back of him to break up the throw.
I mean nobody's perfect, you know. He missed the play. I mean, we missed several during the game. We had as much a chance as losing as winning, you know, and they just had as much of a chance as winning as losing. So, it just shows you the magnitude that every play really does count at the end of the day, you know. But he's a young player who has a high ceiling, and he's going to be a good player in this league. It's nice to enjoy it that night, that day, but the next day we come in and we got work to do. So. Winning one game isn't, you know, that's not our goal. We won that game. It's over. You know, now we're focusing in on, you know, Philly. You know, it's going to be a good test. They've got some good players on their side. The line is good. Their defense is playing well. They've got good receivers. They've got good running backs. And quarterback has been around as well. So this is the biggest game we've had thus far because it's the next game. So. It's going to be crazy there. The difference is we're going to be away instead of home.
That's the way we go. NFC Championship game underway. Case, five-step drop, fade, Rudolph, caught, touchdown! Keenum, Rudolph, 25, and the Vikings have the early lead. Just about a perfect drive put together by the Vikings to begin this game.
I mean, it's the National Football League. They say any given Sunday, anything can happen. So, you know, it was a week where the other team executed better than we did, and they made plays that we didn't make. So they deserve to win the football game. I think any time your season ends and you're in the playoffs, it's abrupt and it hurts. I mean, this is no different. So as soon as you lose, I mean, everybody's kind of hurting, you know, and it's just, that's the end of it, you know. Everybody's going their different ways. There were a lot of things that happened throughout the season. It could have went left or right, and You know, we started off, you know, at 2-2, and then all of a sudden, this team rolls off several victories in a row. I mean, that's hard to do in itself, so. You know, we did some terrific things throughout the season. We just couldn't keep those things going when we needed to the most.
The pendulum of momentum is swinging the way of the purple and gold.
There are a lot of positives to take out of the things that, you know, this team has done this year. It's a somber day in the locker room for sure, but you can have a little bit of excitement.
One play at a time. Play hard, play smart. Play
hard. You know, there's going to be a lot of the same guys that are going to be here next year. And you get a chance to kind of build from what you had. And
I love this team. I'm proud of you guys.
I guess at the end of the day, everybody has to have an end point, you know. Just sad it was now for us. Back. I mean, get back and get to working with my brothers. They didn't really kick my butt when I was out there working out today, so that made me feel better. I mean, I was in pretty good shape. So I don't feel like I was that far behind. I always talk to Zoom. So I talked to him the other day on the phone, and his first response was, "Where the hell you been? You've already missed 2 weeks." You gotta love that guy. Happy to be back for year 16, training here with my brothers, and try to get this this whole big thing done. Skol.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Thank you.